And welcome to another edition of the WEW podcast. Wrestling is everything is wrestling. It is Rusev Day here. It is Lana Day. It is Dean Ambrose Day as well. You have
Hey.
You have reached the WEW podcast, Wrestling is Everything is Wrestling, on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, part of the Multimedia Men podcast. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher Radio, type in Multimedia Men, and you will find us. Click that subscribe button, rate us 5 stars, please. Write a nice comment. Yeah, because we're talking about horror movies. We're talking about wrestling. We are talking about music. We have lots of podcasts on this network, and we're not going to stop until somebody really finds out. So we're excited. But I'm Brian Kluger. We're here to talk about wrestling today, specifically SummerSlam. And woo-hoo! I am here with the hostess, with all the mostest. She is the blue to the red to the green to the yellow to the gold champion, Angie S. What up, CrossFit Maestro?
What up, Buttercups? I've missed y'all.
Oh, yes, yes. So Angie is going to Brooklyn. She is going to NXT.
She is going
to CrossFit with Seth Rollins. She is going to SummerSlam.
Yes, I am. It's going to be, I tell my friends that it's, I'm going to wrestling camp. That's what I'm doing. Everybody has their summer camps. This one's mine.
Hell yeah. So I think today Angie has gotten so popular that I think people around the country have been hearing about her and her crazy fandom for John Cena in wrestling.
No!
And she was invited on another show.
That is true.
And she gave us a shout out. And what's this show? What was it all about? Tell us.
Well, I met a friend at the New Orleans version of the Day with the Dead Boys, Seth Rollins workout, and he and I kept in touch. Turns out he has his own podcast called Knockouts and Three Counts. They're out of Detroit. My homeboy's name is Kyle. He knows his stuff. Y'all should really go check them out. They're super cool.
Very cool. And I just... They know you like John Cena, right?
Why are you spreading lies about me? These horrible, horrible, horrible lies.
I don't know about this.
These lies that you keep trying to tell people about me, I'm going to sue you for defamation of character one day.
One day you will be like,
one day.
I really do like John Cena.
But I really don't. No, everybody who's new and listening to us for the first time, I do not like John Cena. He is the bane of my existence, but somehow I cannot shake him. He is in my life, I swear. He stalks me sometimes just to annoy me.
I mean, all I got out of that was, I love John Cena. He's in my life all the time. He's not going away. So that's what I get from this conversation. So I'll leave it to the audience. Really.
What are you? No, that is not anything like what I said. What language am I speaking that this is what you're hearing?
You speaking the John Cena language, Thuganomics.
I'm not speaking the language of the C Nation. I don't even know it. I am a Seth Rollins fan, everybody. Seth freaking Rollins. All day, every day.
All day, every day. She like it. All right. SummerSlam 2018 coming up this Sunday on the WWE Network. $9.99 a month. If you get the WWE Network right now, it is free.
Free.
So get that. You'll want to watch NXT TakeOver Brooklyn on Saturday. And, of course, SummerSlam. It's going to be like a 10-hour show. It's crazy. But first, before we get into the matches of SummerSlam, You can read all of Angie's match breakdowns. Who's going to win? What are the odds? The backgrounds, the matches, the competitors on boomstickcomics.com. They're all listed out there with cool pictures and Angie's, you know, wit and charm and knowledge of wrestling. Check that out.
I'm excited about all of them. If you're going to read my articles and expect me to down any of them, I love wrestling, not just the cool matches that everybody thinks is cool. I am excited, legit excited about everything. So that's how I portray everything because I am.
Good, 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 good. So we're going into SummerSlam. We had the Raw and SmackDown shows this week. On Raw, we had a huge superstar return. Dean Ambrose.
Yes, we did.
Dean Ambrose, the Lunatic Fringe, finally back after a gigantic multi-month long injury. He is back. He confirmed that he will be in Seth Rollins' corner at SummerSlam because we all know Seth Rollins is set to face Dolph Ziggler for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. Dolph Ziggler is going to have Drew McIntyre in his corner. Dolph Ziggler being the champion, Seth Rollins now going to have Dean Ambrose in his corner. So, we'll get into this match. Fuck it. We'll get into it right now.
Yes, let's do it right now.
So,
who says we have?
Yeah. Yeah, who says
we have to have the best last? This one can go first.
Intercontinental Championship. Now with this revelation, this new news that Dean Ambrose is back. Holy God. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, Dean Ambrose could pull a Seth Rollins a la WrestleMania, or not WrestleMania, but a couple years ago where Seth turned on his friends. Dean Ambrose might just like, I'm going.
Not at SummerSlam.
Yeah, because I can
see. Dean's smart, okay? Here's what's going to happen. And I just thought of this, but he hadn't come back when I wrote the article, guys. Let me say that. Because the article had already come out by the time Air Rod. So what I think is going to happen, Seth is going to win the Intercontinental Championship. Raw after SummerSlam, that's when we see the heel turn. That's when we see Dean go for the Intercontinental title and we get the feud that will be the one to end all feuds. We've got heel Dean Ambrose versus face Seth Rollins for the Intercontinental title. Both men are known workhorses of the WWE, and they will just tear the roof off of any building that they're in because they are wrestling soulmates. We are in for a treat when Dean Ambrose turns. So my take on what's going to happen on Sunday, it's still going to be an exciting match. We've got Dolph Ziggler and Seth Rollins, who are insane in the ring together. They've got amazing chemistry. And then we have the outside influences of the Scottish Psychopath and the Lunatic Fringe. Roman, that is just a powder keg waiting to explode. This is going to mount St. Helens so quick. We won't know what's going to happen.
You so crazy.
I might be slightly passionate about this match.
You so crazy. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
So you think
I took over.
You think that Seth Rollins will win at SummerSlam, thus maybe
yes.
On Raw or even two Raws from now, he's going to like, my boy Dean Ambrose was here. He helped me.
Here's
and
the
Ambrose
thing.
Is going to just
yeah.
knock his ass out. And
see, Dean is incredibly intelligent. Yes, he's got this whole lunatic fringe thing, but he's made one thing perfectly clear. He's not crazy. And so what
worked.
Better way? Yes, what better way to really get a shot at the title then help your best friend get it. And then when the title is as close as possible, he can take it and attack. I mean, it writes itself. You know, it's going to be beautiful. Yes, I think he's going to help Seth win. You know, take out Drew, whatever it is. And then we're going to get a feud before the Intercontinental title that will make what happened when Dean and Seth fought after the breakup of the Shield look like child's play. These two have matured in the ring together and away from each other. The two are going to be amazing in ways that just have no words.
These two are pretty damn good, and I just love that Dean Ambrose came back in time. And
yes.
It's, you know, everybody gives shit to Ziggler, and I love Ziggler's wrestling style. I'm glad he's getting this push. He's in an Intercontinental Championship. I'm just so curious, like, with this happening with Dean here, Seth here, I wonder if we're going to see the big dog enter the fray at any point on the following Raw after SummerSlam, just to see these three again, because Dean Ambrose is back. But yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting to see what Dean Ambrose does here, because Dean's pissed. Dean wants the belts. Dean wants everything. So I guess this is a good place for him to start. You know, it'll make for good TV if you see Seth the face and Dean the heel, because we've wanted to heel Dean for a while. But even if Dean's a heel, he's still going to get cheered because he's just one of those guys.
He's like, Dean Ambrose.
Yeah. No matter what he does,
everybody loves Seth.
So, yes, Seth Rollins should win. Dean Ambrose hopefully doesn't turn heel on SummerSlam. He turns heel on a Raw. Because I think that would make more sense if they'd have more time to sell that. So, So yes.
Agreed. 100%.
All right. Dolph Ziggler, Seth Rollins match done. Let's do Cruiserweight real quick. It's going to be on the pre-show. Cedric Alexander, current champ, versus Drew Gulak. Cedric, I mean, it'd be nice to...
I think Cedric retains. Why give it to Drew Gulak? Why?
Well, Cedric's just popular right
all the
now.
Way.
He's just
it's Cedric.
Yeah, it's Cedric. I think this match is
it's Cedric.
Yeah, there's three pre-show matches. This match, I'd imagine, going on for 10 to 12 minutes. And I think it's going to be pretty good. I believe, you know, there's going to be a lot of high flying stuff. Cedric and Drew will tell a good story in the ring. But yeah, I do believe Cedric will retain. It's not going to happen. It's like the CM Punk of rumors. But Neville hopefully shows up at some point. But I just don't think it's going to happen. What do you think?
Well, it'd be cool. I hadn't heard the rumor that Neville would come back. But I hope that happens.
We want
Neville. I miss Neville. He was the king of the cruiserweights. Like, he has really stepped into something amazing when he took that on and became the king of the cruiserweights. Like, he was lost in the shuffle when he was this superhero. And then when he went to 205 Live and embraced that, king of the cruiserweights all the way. I miss him.
Good. It's good. Yes. Second pre-show match, mixed tag team. Unfortunately, we have Rusev Day and Lanaverse, Andrade, Cien Almas, and Zelina Vega, which I believe Almas and Vega are probably some of the hottest and most badass heels in the company right now.
Word.
They're just damn good. It's, you know, you've seen Rusev in main events, and it's just, I guess he's, him and Lana are helping Andrade and Zelina, you know, up their game, which is really cool. But I think this will be a fun match. I think we'll finally get to see Lana and Zelina. Oh my God. What if Rusev and Andrade just teamed up against Lana and Zelina? That would be hilarious.
No.
But no, it'll be fun match. You know, we get to Machka, so that's always good.
It's Machka all day. It's Rusev Day, but unfortunately, it's going to be I'm picking Andrade in this one.
Yeah, no, it makes sense because
it's going to be a very sad Rusev Day.
It will, but like Rusev doesn't need to win this match. So.
No, he doesn't. So, Andrade does.
Yes, it'll be good. Moving on, in a huge huge 180. If you were ever were watching wrestling, WWE, within the last few years, you would probably barely have seen Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas, but shit, they are going for the tag team champions because they won the entire tournament of tag teams to go one-on-one during the pre-show with the Revival, Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson. So we have the B team, which is very huge right now, Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel, for the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship, which is really weird because you saw Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel beat Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt. I mean, there's no Sheamus, there's no Cesaro, there's no... It's insane, this tag team division right now. So we'll see what happens. You know, I think everybody's really going to want the B team to win because everybody likes rooting for the underdogs. So they got this thing going now. The B team is kind of like the up-and-coming New Day, I think, in a way. Like, they're not as silly or as good, but I think they're just like kind of like... Everybody's on board. People do like them.
They have the people's hearts. They're the sentimental champions. Unfortunately, I'm gonna have to go with the Revival.
Everybody
likes the B team, but it's time to pull the trigger on the Revival and make them a dominant tag team instead of cannon fodder to whoever they're trying to put as a legitimate champion. I think it's time to make the Revival legitimate champ.
Right. No, I see it. I think the B team doesn't need to win here yet because I think just keep selling them, doing well, put on good matches, and people will still like them. So I'm in. Let's go to, I think, unfortunately, is the most boring match going to be, which is, unfortunately, Finn Balor and Baron Corbin. I just don't see the point here. I think every other match is going to be better than this one, even though I love Finn Balor and I like Baron Corbin's wrestling. I don't see the point in this match, but I know everybody's going to be here. And it just, Finn Balor is, they've created this character with Finn Balor where he's just a dry, wet piece of rice. Like, there's nothing to him now.
But yeah.
Back when he was the demon, there was like mystique about him. He was fun. He was kind of scary. But now
he just kind of smiles.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy, honestly.
Yeah. He's just smiling and that's it. So, and luckily Baron Corbin, I love the new direction Baron Corbin's going. He's not the lone wolf. He is corporate Corbin, basically. And
he's the constable.
Yes. He is.
Because Stephanie McMahon can't trust Kurt Angle at all. Have you seen the decisions he makes?
Kurt Angle knows what he's doing. But he always does. It's true. It's damn true. Dude drinks milk. So, Baron Corbin, he's going to put on a hell of a match, and I think Finn Balor's going to sell it. But I just don't see Baron winning this, although I would like him to. But I just think Finn's character right now, it's just... We need something more from him. He needs to bring back the demon. He needs to bring back... He needs something else in what he's doing right now.
I agree. He does need more. And I think kicking Baron Corbin's butt's the first step onto that new road. So I've got Finn Balor in this one.
Yeah. We'll see. We're going to see how many Angie gets right this time.
I should be writing these down.
I think I'll remember. On to the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. You have the Bludgeon Brothers and the New Day. So you have the New Day, which is all about pancakes and trombones and unicorns and being funny and shit. And then you have the Bludgeon Brothers, which is straight out of like a gothic horror movie. And Bludgeon Brothers are still the champions. New Day, I just don't think it's... They're not going to break up, although I think Big E or Kofi or even Xavier could do a great title run, especially Big E. But New Day just doesn't need to win anything. They are so
They've
popular.
Got nothing to prove.
Yeah, they've already like 4 or 5 time champs, and they're hugely successful. So Bludgeon Brothers, they need to sell Bludgeon Brothers winning this. And... their reign of destruction, because who knows what's going to happen with Hardy and Bray Wyatt now. I don't know if he's going to join the Bludgeon Brothers. I don't know. But and it's weird because Sheamus and Cesaro are not on this at all. They have to show up somewhere here.
Hmm.
So I just don't know where.
No, I think this one is going to be a clean win. And I think the Bludgeon Brothers are going to take it because the New Day, they have nothing, absolutely nothing to prove. The Bludgeon Brothers are running the tag division. This is another one of those things. I think the champion is crowned and we get a payoff for it on the Monday after. I think that's when we see Sheamus and Cesaro make their claim towards the titles.
Okay. Yeah, no.
That's just my take on it.
No, that could be very well.
You're not wrong. I mean, yeah.
No, that could very well be the case. We will see. But yeah, I think Bludgeon Brothers are just, yeah, they're like two like 7-foot dudes and they're gigantic and it's just hard to see them not winning something. But they are current champs, so I just don't think they're going to lose it here yet because if New Day wins, who are they going to go after? Who's going to come after? Is it going to be the Usos? Is it going to be Hardy Boys again? Is it they're going to bring another tag team back into it? I don't know. So
no
we
idea.
Will see. But yeah, that's the SmackDown tag there's team always, champ. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know, there's always Sanity. They got Killian Dane and he's no small person.
Oh yeah. If they made this like not just a tag team, but all three. And then the Bludgeon Brothers take in Killian Dane. Whew. That's a hell of a,
I just want to see Killian Dane against the Bludgeon Brothers. Is that wrong?
That'd be awesome. That would be awesome. What else do we got on here? Let's do one of the women's matches. Let's do Carmella, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte Flair in a triple threat match for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Carmella, of course, the biggest heel in the women's division. She's the current champion by not getting it on her own, really. But yeah, I think Becky Lynch is the hot fire right here. Who knows if she's going to be crowned? Who knows if Carmella's boy is going to show up? The chinless wonder, as we like to say.
He got fired.
Yeah, he got fired in air quotations, but you never know.
That is true, but I think that everybody is automatically writing off Carmella, and I think she's going to be the one to surprise. And I think because her championship run reminds me, oddly enough, of Seth's. A lot of people gave him a bunch of flack for being a cowardly champion that used underhanded tactics to hold on to a title. And I think that they will let Carmella run with this for a while longer.
We will see. James Ellsworth could come in and help out there. So who knows? I do.
Exactly.
And you know, Becky Lynch hasn't had a title in so long and everybody just wants her to get it, but it's all about the chase. You know, what happens when she wins it? But you know,
exactly. I mean, she would be a sentimental champion just like the B team, that's who the people's hearts are with. They want Becky to win.
Right.
But since when did the WWE give us two sentimental wins in the same night? I think if for some chance the B team wins, Becky for sure does not get it.
Right. I don't think Becky gets
that's
it.
Just, I
don't know. I think it's going to set up a Becky Lynch Charlotte Flair thing. So
oh, definitely.
This match. So
we're definitely getting that feud.
Yes. And it's interesting because out of all the women, you're not seeing Bayley. You're not seeing the legit boss, Sasha Banks, at this pay-per-view, at least right now. So who knows where they'll interfere. So it's very...
I thought they were on the pre-show.
Not that I know of, not according to the latest match guide.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. It is, we'll see how that, I mean, did they say tonight that they're going to be on the pre-show?
No, I thought I saw something come across my notifications on the WWE app that I have, shout out. But I was also cooking dinner at the time, so, but this was like a Monday, So, or yesterday. So again, I could be wrong. I could be very wrong because I wasn't paying attention. I thought I saw it.
Yeah, as of right now, that I am not seeing them on the match list yet. So this could.
Okay.
We'll see. But yes, let's move on to, I think, one of the, well, a very interesting match. I'm not sure how to think about this. This is a Money in the Bank holder match, meaning Braun Strowman won Money in the Bank, so he has the contract, and he's going to fight Kevin Owens. Whoever wins gets the Money in the Bank contract. So if Braun wins, he keeps it. If Kevin Owens, he gets the contract. So it's gonna be interesting. So should Strowman lose by disqualification or countout, he will lose the contract as well. So Kevin Owens is just like a sly devil. So he is going to do everything in his mind, his body, his
everything.
Mind. Yeah. So what do you think here? Because I can see this going either way.
It could go either way, but Kevin Owens, I love him, and he's incredibly intelligent when he had this match brought up, and especially when he put the stipulations of if he loses by disqualification or something like that. What's to stop some Kevin Owens having somebody run down to the ring and hit him after the bell rings? That's a disqualification. We lose. Braun Strowman loses. That's something that Kevin would do. He's that crafty.
Do you think we'll see Sami Zayn come to his aid here?
That would be amazing, but I honestly don't know if Sami would be back from injury.
That's
true. Where he's been.
Yeah, that's where he said he's been. What about in an interesting turn of events? Kevin Owens' nemesis, Shane McMahon. What if Shane McMahon came to help out Kevin Owens?
That would be hilarious, but I don't think that's going to happen. I'm trying to maybe Gender's on SmackDown. Sorry, I'm getting my shows crossed. Forgiveness. Who's Kevin? You know, I think it'd be funny if it was Chris Jericho. How funny would that be?
That would be great, but yeah, Jericho's not showing up. I just
doubt he's
it.
Not. No, he's not. No, no, he's not showing up. But you know, I was thinking of former best friends.
Yeah, right. It'll be interesting.
Who would want to hit Kevin Owens in the face?
Yeah, I hope this match is fun, just because it's going to be a lot of Kevin Owens running around trying to do shit and Strowman chasing after him. So I'm in.
Totally in.
Let's see. Who else do we got? We have Alexa Bliss versus Ronda Rousey, which should end the night, but it's not going to. But Alexa Bliss, the current champion, versus Ronda Rousey. Again, we're not seeing Nia Jax on this pay-per-view. There's just a lot of big wrestlers that are not going to be at SummerSlam, weirdly enough. But Alexa Bliss, Ronda Rousey. I want Alexa Bliss to keep a championship because I just don't want Ronda to win it yet, just because I love Ronda Rousey and I love Alexa Bliss so much. I think they could have a really good feud for a while. And Alexa can do something to cheat or something like that. I don't know.
I agree. I want Alexa to win. And here's my reasons. My reasons being that Ronda is still very new to the ring and new to performing in front of a WWE crowd that size, you know, that this is still new to her. She's inexperienced. That's something that Alexa is very true when she says that Ronda is a rookie. I'm not saying that she's not good, but I think that that type of spotlight will get to her, and Alexa being the veteran of this will capitalize on that in some way. I think that Ronda is actually too emotional and that eventually she'll make a mistake.
That could
be. It's just, you know, Alexa's just got to not get armbarred.
Right. Yeah, we'll see.
That's always a...
Ronda Rousey, Alexa Bliss, a very short... petite woman against, like, the most hardcore person in UFC. It should be no contest, but Alexa's going to do something. She has something up her sleeve, and she's going to... I got Alexa Bliss here.
She's crafty.
Yeah, she's crafty. That's, yeah, that's going to be a fun match.
That's my word of the evening, crafty.
Yeah, I hope this is the match that ends tonight, but it's not going to be. Let's move on to the other match that's not for a championship, but it is a long time coming. Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. I'm just very excited about this. I wonder if we'll see Maryse and Bella out there in their corners and get into it. But I'm just happy that these two are finally going to give it a go, because that one time on Talking Smack, man, it was just, they've talked about it since then, and it's just, it's so good. It's been like 2 years in the making with this, and
it's been 8 years in the making if you take it all the way back to NXT.
Well, true, yes, if you take it all the way back to NXT.
Because The Miz was Daniel Bryan's pro. SmackDown Tonight had a three-part series on their history. It was beautifully done, told from their perspective. Find it, watch it. It is great. But this feud has been 8 years in the making, because they didn't get along then. And then, yes, there was that thing a couple of years ago when, you know, Daniel Bryan was forced to retire due to medical, and they had the Talking Smack thing where The Miz went off on Daniel Bryan because Daniel Bryan called his wrestling style cowardly. And The Miz fired back saying, I'm the coward. You're the coward for not leaving and going and wrestling in the way you say you love it. Because at this time, the WWE doctors would not clear Daniel Bryan to wrestle.
Correct.
And then fast forward, Daniel Bryan is cleared. And now him and The Miz are finally going at it to really, I mean, they're going to go at it and finally see which style is the best. Because we've got homegrown talent in The Miz who didn't do the indie stuff. And then we got indie darling Daniel Bryan. It's kind of like a clash of the, you know, organizations, big WWE versus indie. You know, if you want to take it even that far of how the story is, it's filled with so much emotion that, I mean, everybody has something invested in this.
It's going to be a brutal match, hopefully. And it's just, it might be the match of the night. Let's hope. but yeah, it's going to be fun.
Who do you got? Who do you think is going to win?
Oh, Daniel Bryan's going to win for sure. Because it's not for anything. Daniel Bryan's going to beat The Miz. And I don't want that to happen. I think that's going to happen in my mind. In my heart, I want The Miz to beat Daniel Bryan somehow. Because I just love The Miz so much.
Well, The Miz is my pick.
Good. All right. Moving on to the United States Championship. I do believe it is between Shinsuke Nakamura, current champion, versus Jeff Hardy. I believe this is going to be Shinsuke's best match since his debut at NXT in Dallas when he fought Sami Zayn, just because I think the wrestling styles between Shinsuke and Jeff is just going to... They're just going to go for broke, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a super good match. I don't see Jeff Hardy winning, but it's going to be a fucking awesome match.
It's going to be a great match. I am looking forward to it as well. And I've got Shinsuke Nakamura in this one because I don't see Jeff Hardy winning. I think Randy Orton's going to play into it.
Yeah, so Randy Orton, again, one of the wrestlers not at SummerSlam. However, he has been coming out and attacking Jeff Hardy. And we will see what happens there. Is it going to be a Nakamura and Orton feud, or is it going to be a Jeff Hardy-Randy Orton feud? I don't know.
Setting up the Randy Orton-Jeff Hardy feud because he's the one that Randy has been going after. It has been kind of uncomfortable to watch. The depths of what Randy has been doing to Jeff. It's, you know, he dragged him by his ear hole. He, you know, knocked him out to the point of being unresponsive and then wiped all his paint off. I mean, he's working at erasing Jeff Hardy and his connection to the fans because, well, who doesn't love Jeff Hardy?
Exactly. And so do you think, what are the odds of us seeing an RKO by Randy Orton?
We're going to see it. It's going to come out of nowhere like it always does.
Do you think Jeff Hardy will give Randy Orton an RKO at SummerSlam?
No. I think this is where we get a Jeff Hardy-Randy Orton feud.
Oh, so good. Oh, I just hope that there's a swanton, and that's when the RKO happens. That would be super cool. But yeah, this is going to be a really fun match. I'm very much looking forward to it. Yes, to all of this.
Yes, all the yeses.
For the WWE Championship, AJ Styles, current champ, versus Samoa Joe. We've seen these guys, if you ever watch indie wrestling like ROH or Evolve or anything back in the day, you would have seen a young AJ Styles and a young Samoa Joe fight. And these two are just, any match with AJ Styles is going to be fucking badass. Like, no joke. AJ Styles is probably the best thing in wrestling, like in ring working right now. And
truth.
Just very excited that Samoa Joe and AJ Styles are finally going to go at it. Because you're going to get the bruteness and the toughness of Samoa Joe with all these crazy styles of AJ Styles. And it's just going to work out really well because these guys have known each other for a long time and have wrestled for a long time. This is going to be badass. I'm really curious on where this goes because AJ has held the championship for a while. I don't think Joe needs it right now. But because I'd like to still see AJ, you know, keep it, but I don't know. What do you think?
I think Joe takes it.
Okay, so Joe takes it off of AJ. Where does this leave AJ?
Maybe he goes and spends some time with his family.
So he takes a couple months off and then he...
Okay, here, I still love AJ Styles. Don't get me wrong. But with the stuff he's got going on with Joe right now and the story that they are telling basically is that AJ spends too much time on the road and not enough time with his family. If, you know, and AJ has been very consistent since his debut. You know, he hasn't been injured, so he hasn't had to spend any extended period off screen. I think that Joe takes it, and AJ takes this, you know, after his obligatory, rematch, I think he's off TV for a while. And then absence makes the heart grow fonder, and when he does come back, it's for the title.
It is the title. Yeah, I don't know.
I think, you know, this would be a perfect time. Like, I know I'm kind of like side seat booking here, of course. But, you know, what if AJ does want some time off? This is the perfect way to do it.
It is, because they could, they could actually sell a big injury to him, you know, like...
Exactly.
Samoa Joe could kill him in the ring, basically, and then...
Samoa Joe can kill anybody in the ring.
True. Interesting. I don't want AJ Styles to lose, but I'm gonna go for AJ Styles. I want to see him on TV. I don't want him to go with his family. I'm being selfish.
Yes, you are. You know, he's got a wife and four kids, dude. Come on.
He got five kids to feed.
He's got kids.
He's got kids. Oh, my God. It's going to set up an AJ Styles and Heath Slater tag team. They got kids.
He's got kids.
Book it.
I'll pay to watch Heath Slater versus AJ Styles.
No. I want them to be a tag team because they got their kids, man. Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I knew what you were saying, but I still want to see them versus, like, kids versus kids match. I don't know.
It would be good. So before we get to the Universal Championship match, do you think John Cena is going to show up? Because John Cena has not missed a SummerSlam in God knows how long. And supposedly he's not going to be here because he hasn't been on TV or in wrestling for a long time since WrestleMania, basically.
Yeah.
So do you think he shows up at the big SummerSlam at some point, or do you think he's off for, you know, at least till Survivor Series or Royal Rumble?
I'd be happiest if he just stayed away.
What? You got to give it. No. You're wrong, because remember, he said he was going to be at SummerSlam and he was going to debut a new finisher.
No, that was when they're in China. Like, there's some great show. I don't know. No, he is not going to do it. He's not going to be there. He's not going to plague me in one of my greatest weekends ever. And no, he's got no place there. Absolutely no place there. He's got no story with anybody. He's got no reason to be there. So no, John Cena's not there.
Okay. We'll see. We will see.
I will be happy if I cannot see him.
Well, you won't be able to see him, but nobody can see him. Nobody can see him. Okay. WWE Universal Championship for the 37th time in a row. Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. Brock Lesnar has been on WWE a total of maybe 2.5 times since WrestleMania. if that, they're playing the whole angle up of Brock hating WWE and the fans. He's even turned on his advocate, Paul Heyman, which was actually kind of cool segment with Renee Young when Paul sold his acting skills that he was really emotional about it. But we're going to see Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns, and I hope they don't put this on at the very end of the night. They need to put this on very beginning of the night just so that the crowd's kind of into it.
So they can't get up and walk away from it.
Yeah. But we've seen this match so many times before. Last time we saw this, we saw Lesnar make Roman bleed. It would be awesome to see Reigns right out the gate make Lesnar bleed, kind of the same way. It's going to be hard hitting. Both these guys are super fun to watch in the ring, even if Lesnar has like two moves. Roman Reigns is consistently good in the ring. He's just a hard hitter. He's a badass. It's just, we've seen this so many times before, and everybody knows, or everybody thinks, that Lesnar's out. Roman Reigns is going to pick it up, but we have that Money in the Bank thing. So it could be Kevin Owens, could be Braun Strowman, could cash in that night, which would be hilarious, because Roman Reigns, every time he's won the champion, he only has it for a couple of minutes or like a couple of days. So
yes,
we'll see.
Okay, so every time there's Money in the Bank running around and Reigns wins the title, he doesn't, or has a title match against Lesnar, I should say, every time. He loses, you know? And I see no reason why it wouldn't happen the same way this time. Because, again, think about it. If Reigns wins the title from Lesnar this go-around, then he would have had to take Lesnar to the very limit of what is merciful. And you know, Lesnar would have done the same thing to Reigns. Like, it's going to be like, he's not going to win dominantly. He's going to barely win by the skin of his teeth.
Right.
What better time to cash in Money in the Bank when both men are down and out? And, well, after the match, Lesnar's out of it. It's not even a triple threat at that point. It is just you versus Roman Reigns after he's gone one-on-one with Brock Lesnar and he's barely alive. Yeah, cash in.
That way we have
Roman with the title and we pay off that big thing that's been going on and on. Roman's got the title from Brock. Yay!
And a legit win.
He finally did it. We can hear him quit bitching about it. And then Money in the Bank. At this point, I don't care if it's Kevin Owens or Braun Strowman. It's going to be hilarious either way.
It is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
We think Roman Reigns, but not for very long. It'll be interesting to see how that works out, because Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose can come out. Dean Ambrose can come out and get the title. Who knows? That'd be really
funny. He's not Money in the Bank, dude.
Yeah, but anybody can come out. Who knows what's going to happen? It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. It'll be interesting because the next pay-per-view after SummerSlam is September 16th in San Antonio, Texas. It is WWE.
Oh my gosh.
WWE Hell in a Cell. And if you remember from only a few short years ago in 2014, Hell in a Cell was in Dallas, Texas, and that was Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose in a Hell in a Cell match. That could be.
I was there.
Yeah. I was there too. I think we were both there awesome. Together.
No, I was second row, man. You weren't next to me. Oh, wait, yeah, that's true. I think you were sitting by the cameras.
Yes.
We talked.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
But yeah, I think they could do a part two with this if Dean Ambrose goes the route we think he's going to go with Seth Rollins, because that would be cool to have another Texas Hell in a Cell with those two.
Yeah. I'm down. Let's do it.
Oh my God. That is SummerSlam 2018 coming up this Sunday. It's going to be awesome. Please watch. There's a lot going on.
I'm going to be watching. I'll be there.
Heck yes. You'll be live in person.
Where can you find me? I'm there.
Yeah. Where can everybody find you online to see all your posts and live footage of this weekend?
Well, I can be found on the Instagram and I can be found on the Facebook. I am at Angie Fay, AngiFae. Do not put the E after the I. That's not me. AngiFae.
There you go.
That's me.
Find her. Hopefully she will be live blogging on her Instagram while she's there. All the wrestling.
Y'all will just have to find me on the Instas to find out, won't you?
There you go.
By the way, I get to work out with Seth Rollins, too.
Yeah. Again.
For the three-peat.
Yes.
I'm going to wrestling camp.
She is going to wrestling camp. Angie, always a pleasure to have you on the Wrestling is Everything is Wrestling podcast.
Have a great night, everybody.
Yes. Find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio under the Multimedia Men Podcast Network. I'm Brian Kluger, joined by Angie. And she's just awesome. And it's SummerSlam 2018. We'll see you.
Come find me.
Come find her.
Come find me. I'm in New York or Brooklyn.